From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan, 89 in Topeka, and the time is 3:06.
NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR is falling a bit short of our fiscal year-end goal, and a group of generous donors have agreed to match your gift to bridge the gap. You can help us rise to the challenge by donating now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then the Supreme Court gave the Biden administration the green light to continue talking to tech companies about disinformation. This decision just months before the election, and certainly plenty of political disinformation out there. We will talk about that then. Most people may be familiar with Habitat for Humanity, the nonprofit agency that builds homes for people.
But most people don't know that we originate, service, and provide underwriting for mortgages.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. What else does this agency do? You'll find out coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Don't forget we have classical music coming up tonight. Following All Things Considered on your KPR One stations tonight, music by women. And featuring Cooking Spices, that 7 to 9 p.m. evening classical with Destiny on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have the Moth Radio Hour coming up. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan, 86 in Emporia, and the time is 3:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
It's KPR's Quiet Drive, when all gifts will be matched by a group of generous KPR members, including Chuck and Dee Blazer, Stacey and David Lambertson, and Dr. Nancy Peterson. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, of course, that special spotlight feature on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. But first, we will get the news headlines. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 86 at Fort Riley. It's 3:30.
On Wall Street today, this is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new federal report shows traffic deaths fell in Kansas in the first quarter of the year, but not in some of our neighboring states. Stephen Caranda has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found that in the first 3 months of the year, 68 people died in Kansas crashes, down almost 22% from the same time last year. Traffic deaths nationally have been falling since 2022. Federal officials still say the number of dead is too high and distracted driving is one cause. Traffic deaths increased in Missouri by 16% during the first part of this year, and in Nebraska, deaths rose 34%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda.
Kansas and three other states have joined a pilot program making it easier for cattle farmers to test for bird flu. The voluntary protocol allows herds that test negative to move more freely across state lines. Farmers will have to regularly test their milk for the virus. Health officials have detected bird flu in 4 Kansas cattle herds. But the federal government says there are no active cases in the state. Dozens of herds have tested positive across the nation. Justin Smith is the animal health commissioner at the Kansas Department of Agriculture.
The testing, one, is to minimize that exposure, but two, is to help us better understand and allow us to sleep better that those herds are not infected at that point in time.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the risk is still low for most people. The Medicaid program in Kansas, known as CanCare, will cover doula services for pregnant women beginning July 1st. Sarah Skiles is the owner of Wichita Doula. She says doulas bridge the gap between physicians and pregnant people by providing the parents-to-be with extra support and education and by being present during birth. Skiles says even though doulas are not medical providers, their intervention can be life-saving. She says she thinks expanding coverage to doula services will be good for patients, but she has some reservations.
We have heard in some other states the reimbursement rates were below market rate, which would make it really difficult to continue to make a living as a doula.
The National Health Law Program reports 12 other states have implemented Medicaid coverage of doula care as of January. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, another hot day. We are expecting highs topping out in the upper 80s, but we are seeing quite a bit of humidity, so it feels pretty hot. Tonight, mostly clear and humid, 20% chance of showers and storms after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and storms, continued hot with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow night, a 70% chance of showers and storms after midnight, and it will also be humid. It's 3:35.
Considered from NPR News, I'm Elsa Chang.
To see and understand how false information may be spreading about the election.
That is NPR's Shannon Bond. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Most people are familiar with Habitat for Humanity, but the agency does far more than just build houses. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. KPR's Jay Schaefer recently spoke with Executive Director Josh Brewer to learn a bit more.
We are a Habitat for Humanity affiliate, accessible homeownership opportunity. And that's the thing I want most people to understand is they qualify for these programs. Many people hear about Habitat for Humanity and they think someone else needs it more than I do, or I would never be able to achieve that. The reality is you can achieve that, and you are the person that we're here to work with.
That's Josh Brewer, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, speaking with KPR's Jay Schaefer. Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills is in the KPR Community Spotlight this month. Check out the portion of our KPR website with a whole feature on the KPR Community Spotlight. Again, the web address is kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR is falling a bit short of our fiscal year-end goal, and a group of generous donors have agreed to match your gift to bridge the gap. You can help us rise to the challenge by donating now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched.
Speaking of that, what we're calling a silent drive, in which we're not aggressively covering up lots of things to ask you to help support KPR. I want to say thank you to some people, Nancy Monaco of Manhattan, also Jacqueline Ketty Holt of Topeka, who said the Corgi crew in Topeka are daily listeners. They're very well informed with the NPR news and big fans of Gilbert and Sullivan and Mozart. We had a donation from Lawrence made in honor of Kenneth Metzger, and many thanks to Kendall Blanchard of Lenexa. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is
helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
There are a lot of serious things happening in the world. We bring you the latest on Morning Edition from NPR News, along with stories that will inspire and delight you. Listen weekdays.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get the latest news with Jay Schaefer as your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 20% chance of showers and storms late tonight. We're expecting a low in the upper 60s. Currently 84 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4 o'clock.
Offering their premium travel card, VentureX, Capital One is proud to support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Capital One, what's in your wallet? And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
This month, a group of listeners has provided a $25,000 challenge to match every pledge made right now. Help us meet this match by contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for supporting local public radio.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Manhattan, 90 in Topeka, and the time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. I could go on, but they are all listed for you, each and every one of our frequencies, at kansaspublicradio.org. Perhaps you would like to cut out the middleman, as it were. You don't want to get it over transmitter at all. You don't have to. You can stream us at kansaspublicradio.org, both our KPR1 and KPR2 services.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including the Czech National Philharmonic Orchestra, the Moth Main Stage, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, dengue virus in the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warning of an increased risk of dengue fever in the U.S. It's been a record-breaking year for cases in Central and South America. They are concerned that some changes in climate patterns mean that the mosquitoes responsible could be moving north. We'll talk about it. Plus, a follow-up to a story you heard last week from Joseph Shapiro. We're going to have a conversation with the commissioner of the Social Security Service. Actually, I know it's not the service. It's the administration. At any rate, Martin O'Malley is the guy, and he agrees with some of the reporting that was done saying that the current SSI program is outdated in many ways. We will hear more coming up shortly here on KPR. A quick reminder, we are asking for your support at this time. We need to raise some money to finish out our fiscal year. You can have your gift match dollar for dollar right now when you donate at KansasPublicRadio.org. And thank you very much. It's 4:20.
Support tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
KPR needs your support to end the fiscal year securely, and right now, all gifts will be matched by a group of KPR members, including Kent and Donna Saylor and Michelle Loomis. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. Not quite as hot as yesterday. Still feels pretty sticky out there. 86 degrees currently in Chanute, 87 at Fort Riley, 87 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
It was in that courtroom because he brought him in there.
Cremo is scheduled to stand trial in February. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Waukegan, Illinois.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new federal report shows traffic deaths fell in Kansas in the first quarter of the year, but not in some of our neighboring states. Stephen Caranda reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found that in the first 3 months of the year, 68 people died in Kansas crashes, down almost 22% from the same time last year. Traffic deaths nationally have been falling since 2022. Federal officials still say the number of dead is too high and distracted driving is one cause. Traffic deaths increased in Missouri by 16% during the first part of this year, and in Nebraska, deaths rose 34%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda.
Kansas and three other states have joined a pilot program that makes it easier for cattle farmers to test for bird flu. The voluntary protocol allows herds that test negative to move more freely across state lines. Farmers will have to regularly test their milk for the virus. Health officials have detected bird flu in 4 Kansas cattle herds, but the federal government says there are no active cases in the state. Dozens of herds have tested positive across the nation. Justin Smith is the Animal Health Commissioner at the Kansas Department of Agriculture.
The testing, one, is to minimize that exposure, but two, is to help us better understand and allow us to sleep better that those herds are not infected at that point in time.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the risk is still low for most people. The Kansas Health Department and the University of Kansas are collecting feedback this week on maternal and child health services. Researchers are hosting drop-in listening sessions in Kansas City tomorrow and Pittsburgh on Friday. They want to hear about residents' experiences accessing services like developmental screenings and breastfeeding support. The feedback will help determine which programs officials prioritize in the future. The researchers say feedback from other cities in Kansas highlighted interest in more support for prenatal care, child care, and healthy food. The Kansas City session happens from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Kansas City, Kansas Library. The Pittsburgh session is happening from 1 to 3 p.m. Friday at the Pittsburgh Public Library. This is KPR, and it's 4:35.
Support for Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kay McIntyre, host of Weekend Edition at KPR. Morning Edition and Jay Schaefer bring you all the news you need to start your day from local, statewide, national, and international sources. Do you start your day with KPR? We need your help now to meet our fiscal year-end goals. Help us meet a $25,000 challenge by making a gift today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, doctors in Gaza have been painting a bleak picture of the patients they are trying to save.
I'm seeing mostly children, many women, many elderly, people who have nothing to do with this war at all.
Coming up, we'll hear from one of several doctors who took their concerns to Congress today. That story and much more still to come. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight. Humid, though. 20% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s. 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. And hot. Highs in the mid-80s, but the humidity is just going to make it feel really unpleasant. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
Some people wonder what it is that makes NPR's news coverage feel so personal. The answer's easy. We're talking to you. Listen weekday mornings to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer is your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 20% chance of showers and storms after midnight tonight. It's going to be humid as well with a low in the upper 60s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
...and the arts and the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
KPR needs your support to end the fiscal year securely, and right now all gifts will be matched by a group of KPR members, including Kent and Donna Saylor and Michelle Loomis. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well, all online for you. Frequencies listed there, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting drummer, composer, and producer Micaiah McRaven and a genre-defying performance of jazz and 21st century folk. June 26, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
Hope you'll stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. We will learn more about the Supreme Court ruling today regarding disinformation and tech companies and whether governmental requests to remove disinformation counts as censorship. It's a complicated story, but we will straighten it out for you. Also in this next half hour, our monthly community spotlight. This time around, it's Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. Jay Schaefer got to meet with the executive director. They hung out and talked at the Wamego Public Library for a little while. You will hear part of that conversation coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting contemporary swing revival band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, October 3rd at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at Liberty Hall, October 3rd.
Now is a great time to become a sustaining member of Kansas Public Radio or to upgrade your existing sustaining membership. Our fiscal year end is approaching fast, and that means support like yours is crucial at this time. To close out the fiscal year, KPR needs to raise $25,000 in the next few days. No pressure. A group of generous donors will be matching your gift, so now's a great time to donate now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for
NPR. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host. I should point out that you will be able to hear that debate on your KPR One stations tomorrow evening from 8 to 10 p.m.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com. Or at 785-843-TREE.
News headlines are up next. It is 88 degrees in Topeka, 92 in Abilene, and 85 here in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
News.
Well, stocks finished higher across the board on Wall Street today. The Dow gained 15 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new federal report shows traffic deaths fell in Kansas in the first quarter of the year, but they did not in neighboring states. Stephen Caranda explains.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found that in the first 3 months of the year, 68 people died in Kansas crashes, down almost 22% from the same time last year. Traffic deaths nationally have been falling since 2022. Federal officials still say the number of dead is too high and distracted driving is one cause. Traffic deaths increased in Missouri by 16% during the first part of this year, and in Nebraska, deaths rose 34%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda.
Kansas and three other states have joined in a pilot program making it easier for cattle farmers to test for bird flu. The voluntary protocol allows herds that test negative to move more freely across state lines. Farmers will have to regularly test their milk for the virus. Health officials have detected bird flu in four Kansas cattle herds, but the federal government says there are no active cases in the state. Dozens of herds have tested positive across the nation. Justin Smith is the Animal Health Commissioner at the Kansas Department of Agriculture.
The testing, one, is to minimize that exposure, but two, is to help us better understand and allow us to sleep better that those herds are not infected at that point in time.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the risk is still low for most people. The Medicaid program in Kansas called CanCare will cover doula services starting July 1st. Sarah Skiles is the owner of Wichita Doula. She says doulas bridge the gap between physicians and parents-to-be by providing the patients with extra support and education and by being present during birth. Skiles says even though doulas are not medical providers, their intervention can be life-saving. She says she thinks expanding coverage to doula services will be good for patients, but she does have some reservations.
We have heard in some other states the reimbursement rates were below market rate, which would make it really difficult to continue to make a living as a doula.
The National Health Law Program reports 12 other states have implemented Medicaid coverage of doula care as of January. The State of Kansas Health Department and the University of Kansas are collecting feedback this week on maternal and child health services. Researchers are hosting drop-in listening sessions in Kansas City tomorrow and in Pittsburgh on Friday. They want to hear about residents' experiences accessing services like developmental screenings and breastfeeding support. The feedback will help them determine which programs officials prioritize in the future. The Kansas City session takes place from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Kansas City, Kansas Library. The Pittsburgh session, 1 to 3 p.m. Friday at the Pittsburgh Public Library. It's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Most people are familiar with Habitat for Humanity, but the agency does far more than just build houses. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. KPR's Jay Schaefer recently spoke with Executive Director Josh Brewer to learn more about what they do.
We are a Habitat for Humanity program. Many people hear about Habitat for Humanity and they think, someone else needs it more than I do, or I would never be able to achieve that. The reality is you can achieve that, and you are the person that we're here to work with.
That's Josh Brewer, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. He spoke with KPR's Jay Schaefer. Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills is in the KPR Community Spotlight this month. You'll learn more by checking out the KPR Community Spotlight at kansaspublicradio.org, with special thanks to the Wamego Public Library for letting KPR use one of its gathering spaces to record our interview with Josh Brewer. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church at 2415 Clinton Parkway, Lawrence, with in-person services every Sunday at 10:30 or virtually on YouTube. Information at firstpreslawrence.org.
Stay tuned, a whole another hour and 10 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. Don't forget, you can make your pledge of support to KPR during our quiet drive right now at kansaspublicradio.org. It is 85 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Total Wine & More for discovering something new like a Chardonnay, sparkling wine, or tequila. Learn more at TotalWine.com. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Available to adults 21 or older. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Project Lead the Way, where they believe learning by doing helps every student in every grade be STEM successful. Learn more at pltw.org/NPR. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
There are a lot of serious things happening in the world. We bring you the latest on Morning Edition from NPR News, along with stories that will inspire and delight you. Listen weekdays.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAMV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. Quick reminder, we only learned about it today, but you will be able to hear NPR's coverage of the debate tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. It is 6 p.m.